This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us here as we start our number three. The us in studio is Daryl.
And Chris.
And we started telling you this story out of China, where the social credit system that is in place there in China, which... basically, it's a way for the Chinese government to determine who is and is not worthy of various things, such as flying somewhere or getting on a train. The social credit system has blocked 11.14 million flights and 4.25, or rather, people from 11.14 million flights and 4.25 million train trips. The social credit system there in China is actually, from Business Insider, they describe it as a collection of blacklists, of which there are more than a dozen at the national level. Oh, each list is based on similar offenses, such as misbehavior on planes and trains or failing to abide by a court judgment.
Hold on, only a... what, a dozen blacklists?
More than a dozen.
More than a dozen. I guarantee you I'm on a dozen blacklists in the U.S.
Hold on. Let me explain how words work here.
don't trouble yourself.
More than a dozen could mean as few as 13.
I know, Daryl.
Or here up we meet. To infinity.
Thank you, pedantic Daryl. Here's where Daryl becomes pedantic, because we said something that could be taken in two different ways.
Right, but... now,
I know, Daryl.
Let's look at some of the, to sort of divert here, some of the numbers that American tech companies are allowed to give. They can't say we received 314 requests from, the FISA court.
Right.
They can say we received between 0 and 500.
Right. Right.
That's a big, huge range.
Right. And the Department of Defense does that, too, when it talks about casualty counts. It was like, more than 1,001, but less than 5,000, for example.
Right.
Things like that, yeah.
Yeah, and we talked last night about how they broadly define suspected insurgent
right.
as everyone other than a woman or a child.
Yeah, yeah.
More from this... again, these more than a dozen blacklists at the Chinese national level, they're all based off of similar offenses. Misbehavior on a plane or a train, failing to abide by a court judgment, and those determine the punishment that individuals face, from throttling internet speeds to blocking loans. While it's not made clear which list has had so many plane and train trips blocked, a former official is quoted as saying that the system needs to be improved so that, quote, discredited people become bankrupt.
Okay, so, Daryl, this is communist China, for God's sake. I mean, why are we even surprised by this? This type of thing must happen over there. The secret police must have tons of lists. It's not like here in America... we would,
oh, the no-fly list that nobody really knows how they wind up on or how to get off of, and there have been 5-year-olds that just happen to have the same name?
Okay, maybe you got me on that one, but the fact is, folks, that there are lots of lists maintained by the U.S. government on its own citizens, and you don't know whether you're not on one of those or not. There was just another one announced recently where it was... people that are, quote, very active in social media are loud voices and in the press and things like that, because those people need to be keep track of. And, Daryl and I right now are hosting a nationally syndicated radio show. We're on over 190 different stations. We're on 3 satellites covering 3 or 4 different continents. I'm not sure, but I'm guessing that that might make the media requirement for that particular
list. We're definitely media, yes.
Right. I'm also someone who has attended many, many rallies, as I know Daryl has, on things that may have been contrary to the popular opinions held in Washington, D.C. by some politicians.
Yes.
And I have certainly spoken.
We're both former political candidates.
True. Yep. Former political candidates. We've in my case, I mean, I've sent lots of letters to many politicians voicing my displeasure.
Letters? Those are dangerous. Somebody could get a paper cut.
But I will say that some of those have been rather pointed, and I don't really speak as cautiously as I may do here on the airwaves when writing a letter to my representatives.
Let's go to the Skype where we've got Gary calling in. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, hello. I'm still in China. I'm due back in about a week and a half to the States.
Wow.
And I just heard you say something about, well, I've been here 7 months. I heard something about you. You said about the blacklist over here. I'd never heard of it, but I suppose it exists. But there was a friend of mine who tried to open a bank account. He's from abroad. And they told him, you're on the no-fly list in the States. We can't give you a bank account because of his name. But it didn't tie up with his passport number. So he just went to another bank and they opened it for him. But he went through a lot of hassle.
Right. It's interesting that the Chinese were able to know that he was on a no-fly list, but he may not have known that he was on a no-fly list.
That's exactly right. Well, he's not from the States anyway, but it seems to affect people worldwide because now, like in the sort of banking places like Hong Kong, they have to apply, they have to abide by the Patriot Act in order to have a bank account now, so they've gotten very strict.
Yeah.
But the main reason I was calling was about this standing up for the anthem thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I kind of feel, you know, I kind of feel it's a person's right under the Constitution, free speech, and if they want to stand, they can stand. If they don't want to stand, that's their right. We have no right to tell them they have to stand. I mean, I'm a veteran too, and even though I see people not standing, I kind of feel a bit awkward about it.
Right.
I kind of feel like if we take their free speech away, then what about our free speech? You know, if they can take anybody's speech away and their right to protest them, then we can take everybody's away. You can't sort of like just, you know, put people in boxes and say, you can do this and you can't do that, you know?
Right.
And these people who say, well, you have to be deported or you lose your citizenship and all this junk. I mean, that's just a load of nonsense. Let's face it. This country was founded on European principles from Europe. They, after they came over and wiped out a lot of natives and stuff like that, the Supreme Court made a decision that the right of discovery superseded the right of ownership. And, you know, and they broke treaties and stuff with these people and then considered them not even human beings for a long time, including blacks. And these people have had to struggle for a long time to get anywhere in this country. It's diabolical, I think. Everybody should, you know, it's I think libertarians would agree that it's diabolical to treat people that way and expect them to have to, you know, cops go around beating and bullying people the way they do, you know. Some of the stuff that they arrest and make are justified, but there's a lot that's really unjustified.
Sure. And I think that's a key tenet of the kind of law we respect is that you have your day in court, and if a prosecutor can convince a judge or jury that X was done, that's fine. But don't just base it on the color of someone's skin or just because you need to make a quota.
Right.
Yeah. A Buddhist master told me here, he said, when you see another nationality or another person's face, you see your own face. And that I thought that was just the most amazing thing I'd ever heard, you know.
Yeah, put.
Gary, any final thoughts?
Well, that's all I wanted to say.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. I listen to you guys all every day, and I appreciate you being there, of course. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Jumping back into the article here from Business Insider, the blacklist that's being referred to by the former official is referred to most likely involved debtors and was created by the Supreme People's Court in an attempt to make people comply with verdicts and repay their debts. The court publishes the names and ID numbers of debtors on its website, They are banned from plane and high-speed train travel and can't stay at 4- or 5-star hotels, send their children to expensive schools, book cheap hire cars, or make luxury online purchases. There's more from this, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And how would you like to get a pretty good home protection system. One that allows you to actually wind up remotely looking at your house using wireless cameras installed at your house. Because, after all, the point of a good home security system is to alert you before something happens, not after. And that's where the Blink security cameras come in. Again, the Blink cameras are wireless, and the setup is super easy. Even if you have a complicated router system and you're not technically inclined, you should be able to get this set up in about 10 to 15 minutes. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home from your smartphone, or you can wind up getting notified when something moves in front of these wireless cameras. And there's no subscription and no contract. Here's the deal. You get three Blink security cameras for way less than what the other guys would charge, and you get an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. All one word here, blinkprotect.com/FTL. So we've been talking about the social credit system in China that Business Insider reports has blocked people from taking over 11 million flights and 4 million train trips. Again, there are at least a dozen various blacklists that are compiled together in this social credit system that helps determine what punishments might be for individuals who have been bad boys or girls. Again, some of the punishments could just be that you're not allowed to get on a plane or a train, or maybe you can't stay at a 4- or 5-star hotel. You can't send your children to an expensive school. You can't book cheap hire cars. You can't make luxury purchases online, or maybe you can't take out a loan.
A couple other examples another story talks about is the exact methodology is a secret. But examples of infractions include bad driving, smoking in non-smoking zones, buying too many video games, and posting fake news online.
Fake news? Oh, you mean like when the official state media wound up running an Onion article about Kim Jong-un being named sexiest man alive?
For example, yes, that might be a good example. Yeah, it's insanity, and mark my words, we are going to see this in the United States. There is going to be something that has the same stench of the Chinese social credit score that is going to be foisted upon U.S. citizens, and it will be government-sponsored.
And my fear is that a lot of libertarians, and I'm using air quotes there for those playing at home, will wind up taking it hook, line, and sinker if it's put on a blockchain. Because everything with a blockchain is wonderful, right, Chris? Blockchain-powered drones that wind up, you know, artificial AI that just enforces all of these smart you clicked agree. You didn't read the 7,000 pages of what you agreed to on the terms of service, but you clicked agree.
And libertarians and blockchains, it's like the Portlandia episode where put a bird on it. Like the solution to like how to sell anything was just put a bird on it.
Oh, so it's like when you go down south, you just put Sea Rock City. Doesn't matter what the thing is that you're selling, just write on there Sea Rock City and people will buy it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right. Because we are base stupid animals at some level.
Continuing on with the article here, some Chinese provinces play a recorded message when someone tries to call a blacklisted debtor, informing the caller that the person they want to speak with has an outstanding debt. And in May of this year, a short cartoon with the photograph of debtors' faces began playing at movie theaters, on buses, and on public notice boards with a voiceover that says, "Come, come here, look at these debtors. It's a person who borrows money and doesn't pay it back."
Wow.
We also talked about, I forget which province in China it was, where they're using facial recognition to wind up not just flashing the names and faces of people up on what they refer to here as public notice boards, but also to then instantly send someone a violation for jaywalking.
Yeah.
To where they get this violation sent to them via SMS.
Right.
Or what we in the U.S. would refer to as a text message.
Right. Yeah, and these types of things, I mean, it's obtrusive government at its worst, but I know people in America are going to be surprised when they start getting jaywalking texts and they get a charge assigned to it, but it's going to be the same sort of thing.
Right, and
we're going to have it.
Just think, we don't necessarily have the you get an automated text for jaywalking, but what happens if you drive through one of those toll booths? You wind up getting something sent to your house.
You're guilty.
Almost instantly.
Yeah, because they have a camera. They can identify your vehicle. They can identify oftentimes that you were driving it. And that's it. That's it. And this is the problem when you automate law enforcement or automate these types of things, that there is no one to question. You cannot claim that you weren't doing it when they have your picture. And these are the types of things that led to us having protections put into our Constitution to prevent. Yet here they are.
Right. And we could go on about how easy it is to manipulate photographs and video to make it look like somebody that wasn't even there was there and did the thing. But continuing with this article, the list of debtors launched in late 2013 with 31,259 names, and within 2 weeks had been visited 180,000 times. By December 2017, so we're talking 6-7 months ago, 8.8 million debtors had been added to the list, preventing 8.7 million flights and 3.4 million high-speed train trips. With nearly 2.5 million trips banned in the last 6 months, China has either cracked down on existing debtors' plane travel or many more names have been added to the blacklist. Since the debtor list was first created, state media reports repeatedly described it as the first step towards creating a China-wide social credit score, expected to be fully rolled out by 2020.
Yeah, and a lot of people are going to hop on that going, okay, well, it's good. It's like a credit history. I can find out who's a bum and who's not a bum. Well, again, listen to the things that they're talking about. He smoked in a non-smoking section. He drove his car in a way that was not
friendly. It's almost like some of those background checks that people in the U.S. have to go through for basically anything.
True.
And with everything being illegal, everybody has a record of some sort.
Right.
And yes, I realize not everybody has a record, but it's such a high percentage to where it might as well be everybody has something on their record. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on this? This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is in Canada for the G7 summit. One of the things the president hopes to address is free trade.
They understand, and you know, they're trying to act like, well, we fought with you in the wars. They don't mention the fact that they have trade barriers against our farmers. They don't mention the fact that they're charging almost 300% tariffs. When it all straightens out, we'll all be in love again.
Today, the White House launched a raw and unfiltered look at the opioid epidemic that many folks are facing, called the crisis next door. Kellyanne Conway joined Fox News to talk about just how important this issue is to the president.
He heard from on the campaign. He brought that issue right in here to the White House, as he promised he would. The First Lady is very involved through her Be Best initiative. She is the one most responsible for elevating the issue of neonatal abstinence syndrome babies. There's 100 newborns born every single day, already chemically dependent.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in toll-free to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And if you do like the show, and there are a bunch of people that do like the show, consider joining the AMP program. AMP is short for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Chris, you mentioned earlier that we're on about 190 radio stations. We could be on about 190 more.
Right.
We just need to be able to advertise, market, and promote the show to the decision makers that wind up making those decisions to put us on those radio stations. And your money helps us do that. AMP. AMP.freetalklive.com. That's AMP. AMP.freetalklive.com. And it's not just you giving us money. There are perks. There's an ad-free version of the podcast. There's an AMP-only room in the Discord, I think. Yep. There's AMP sections in the forums. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. And probably things that I can't even remember that amplifiers get. AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com. Let's go to, speaking of the Discord, let's go to Christian Anarchist calling in on the Discord call-in line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, guys. You were talking about laws earlier, and that's one thing that really pushes my button, is all the laws that exist today that didn't exist when I was young.
Yes.
There's so many more and so many more ways for young people to get caught up in the correctional system. And, of course, all that's changed, too. Back in my day when you got in the correctional system, generally you were not recognized if you would move to another state. In other words, you could move from Reno, Nevada to Boston or something, and you would basically be able to start over. There would be really no record of, in Boston of the trouble you got into in Reno.
Right.
So people actually had a chance to put their lives back together in the old days. Now, no matter what you do, your record follows you everywhere you go. And like you say, there's a bazillion laws out there.
Yep.
So there's no way to get over that.
And yeah.
So it's way worse than what it was. I mean, it's 1,000 times worse than what it was when I was a kid, as far as the number of laws and the amount of trouble you can get in.
Yeah, and one of my favorite, for those of you who are on Twitter, first of all, follow me at C. Rietman, C-R-I-E-T-M-A-N-N at Twitter. I do love Twitter because it's just greatly reduced the amount of time I spend on social media. But if you're over there, go to at Crime a Day to understand some of the ridiculousness that's out there. So yesterday's, and I usually retweet these because they're pretty funny, but it's against federal crime for a cat exhibitor to acquire a cat and not hold on to it for at least 5 days.
I don't even know what that means.
It doesn't matter, but under 7 U.S.C. Section 219D and 9 CFR Section 2101A, it makes it a federal crime. So here's a law that nobody knows what it is. Nobody could even really say what it means. But you could violate that. And now you violated federal law.
Not only that, but there's a federal law that says that you can't violate a law in another country that we have a treaty with. So if there's a country, and there was a specific example given on this YouTube by this lawyer guy, and I forget all the details, but it was something like in Guatemala, there's a law against having some kind of blowfish or something. So if you wound up having that blowfish in this country, even though there's no federal law against it, you're still in violation of federal law because you violated the laws in that country that we have a treaty with. I mean, it's right. So absurd. And it's such an octopus of tangled tentacles that can just grab you by the throat and drag you down. I don't know how anybody can say they're free in this country anymore. I mean, it just
right.
me, it makes right.
Absolutely. Isn't there even a federal law that makes it a federal crime to go to another country and commit something that is in violation of American law, even if it's not in violation of the other country?
I don't know. I'm sure there is.
I think that specifically applies to prostitution-related offenses, or at least that was something being discussed in Congress a few years ago because there was, you know, like some high-level person that went to another country and hired prostitutes, and they're like, but he shouldn't be able to, so we're going to pass a law saying that he can't do that.
Every time somebody brings up something ridiculous, I do love just going to this page, hit my scroll button a couple times, and then pull up something like makes it a federal crime to bring an ass with swamp fever across state lines unless you're taking it home to a research facility or to be killed. We've got a law on our books making it a federal crime to bring a donkey with swamp fever across state lines. So
yeah.
What
and,
does anything
well,
surprise
interstate
me?
Well, Commerce. Here's what May 30th, they cite at least 3, if not 4, different things that makes it a crime to sell, quote, excessively tart canned pineapple without saying that it is excessively tart on the label.
Well, I'm sure there's a federal definition of what defines excessively tart pineapple.
There's also a prohibition against selling provolone cheese that doesn't have a quote-unquote stringy texture.
And by this, you mean there is a federal law that, if convicted, you will be guilty of a federal crime for selling provolone cheese that doesn't have an adequate level of stringiness to it.
Yes. Now, I don't know if this is a violation level, a misdemeanor, a felony.
Usually they spell it out. Usually they do say federal crime. Go ahead, Gene. I'm sorry.
You'll notice also how lately everything is escalated. They take a lower crime and they try to escalate into a larger crime. And the one that's really jumped out at me lately is how they're calling every kind of prostitution human
trafficking.
Human trafficking. So right. Now every prostitution ring in the country, when they bust them, they're busting them for human trafficking. Well, yeah. There's these girls. I mean, a lot of these girls. I'm sure some of these girls are being forced into it, but most of these girls are in it because they're desperate. They need money, and they don't have any other way to make money.
Right.
So they've made a conscious decision to be part of this oldest world's oldest profession.
Right.
And possibly some of these girls are 17. That makes it a child, a child, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a long war on sex workers too. And that's one thing, you know, that some people choose sex work as a way of life.
Right.
You know,
people are misusing the term pedophile, because pedophile means, if you look up the medical definition, it means having sex with a prepubescent person. It's not somebody who's 17 years old, unless you can find a 17-year-old who's prepubescent. And there's probably not very many of those out there.
Yeah.
So they're constantly twisting the definition of things to make it sound worse and to increase the penalties of it.
Yeah, and the broader net catches up the youth that it's supposed to protect. So, you know, there have been a number of cases where, you know, let's say a 15-year-old girl sent a picture of herself naked to a 17-year-old boy, you know, where they're both minors, and now charges are coming about, and variations of that same theme.
Child porn, then.
The most egregious example that I can think of is the 16-year-old, I don't want to say boy, but the 16-year-old guy from Virginia that was convicted as an adult of possessing child pornography because he had a naked photo of himself
on his
cell phone.
Yeah.
Gene, thank you.
Thanks,
for
man.
The call. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls or thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's how you can call in and join us here in the closing moments of this episode of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And how would you like to save some money on things that you were likely going to wind up buying anyway? Because, admit it, everybody buys stuff online, right? Well, that is, everybody that uses the internet buys things online, and a lot of those things wind up getting bought through Amazon. So why not try to save some money? Well, go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com, all one word, saveatpurse.com, and just use the search function that they have and add things into your shopping cart from Amazon. Now, they've made it easier. You used to need an Amazon account, put things into an Amazon wish list, import the wish list. All of that has been removed. Just add things to your cart and then select the discount that you want. You only want to save 5%? I say only 5%. That's, you know, the minimum percentage that you get there at saveatpurse.com, and that's using what they call instant buy, or you can get up to 33% off. And some people would say, so what's the catch? What's the catch, Daryl? Well, I would say there's not a catch. You get to use Bitcoin. Some people would see that as you have to use Bitcoin. But you use cryptocurrency to fund the account. Saveatpurse.com. You save. People get their hands on cryptocurrency. And everybody at the end of the day winds up happy. Saveatpurse.com.
Nice. So, Daryl, we've been talking silly laws.
Yes, we have.
Shall we mix it up and talk about a cop who gets to spend 25 years in jail?
Sure. What do you do?
Why not? Judge sentences former Baltimore cop to 25 years, and I think a lot of our listeners will remember the case of the investigation into Baltimore's Gun Trace Task Force.
Yes.
And this particular group has been involved in racketeering charges, robbery, all kinds of things. And earlier, a judge on Thursday sentenced a former Baltimore Police Department officer convicted of committing a host of crimes to 25 years in prison. U.S. District Court Judge Catherine C. Blake sentenced former Gun Trace Task Force Sergeant Wayne Jenkins to the 25-year sentence for his role in leading of a police corruption ring, the Baltimore Sun reported. Jenkins pleaded guilty in January to a number of charges that included racketeering and robbery in an agreement that capped his possible prison time at 30 years.
Now, for people that might not be familiar with this gun trace task force,
yep.
If I remember correctly, Jenkins and several other officers admitted back when they wound up pleading guilty earlier this year, they admitted to having planted weapons on yeah. people. They admitted to having planted drugs
yes.
on people. And basically doing all kinds of things that violate their oath of office.
Yeah, and it, people, you know, and you had a lot of police apologists who quickly, you know, hopped up when this first came out and said, you know, okay, you got a couple bad apples, you know, in a department the size of Baltimore, you're going to have a few bad apples. But as more and more information came out about this, we found out that it was much more systemic,
right.
that these guys had been doing this for decades.
Oh, plus they were committing overtime fraud
yeah.
By charging the city for overtime that they never actually worked.
Well, yeah, and compared to putting an innocent person in jail, that to me pales in comparison. You stole some taxpayer money by lying on your timesheet. How about the 50 or 100 lives you ruined, you put behind bars when there wasn't any evidence, or because you planted evidence?
Or Albert Davis, who's mentioned in this article down a little bit, where Albert Davis was killed in a high-speed car chase in 2010 that started when Jenkins and a pair of officers suddenly approached two men who... The man that survived said, we thought we were about to be robbed.
Right.
We didn't know that there were cops coming up on us. We thought that you were going to jump us and rob us.
Yeah.
That's why we took off.
Yeah, and that was a common tactic used by them, and they weren't going in frequently until they were inside, telling them that they're police officers. It wasn't just guns. It wasn't just money. It was drugs that they would then sell to either drug gangs or other corrupt police officials who would then sell them to other drug dealers and things like that. It was just insane. A 37-year-old former ringleader of a corrupt police unit sobbed during his testimony as he apologized to Baltimore residents. Quote, I know it's my fault. I know I have to be punished, unquote, Jenkins said. Jenkins specifically apologized to the family of Albert Davis, a man killed in a 2010 high-speed car chase that started with Jenkins and a pair of officers suddenly approached two men who later said they thought they were being robbed. The men crashed during the chase and killed Davis. Police planted drugs in their car, a fact that Jenkins covered up, he said Thursday. His colleagues on the Gun Trace Task Force, Marcus Taylor and Daniel Herschel, were convicted in February on federal crimes of racketeering, robbery, and overtime fraud. And it's just really sad. And Baltimore makes me sad. And I love the town. I lived in Maryland for years. I Baltimore was a destination that we would go to, you know, on the weekends. We would go there for, you know, going out to bars and see hearing live music. And I can't tell you how many years I went to the Preakness Stakes, which is in one of the worst parts of Baltimore. It's the second jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown. We would go there, and it was such a great time. But just over the years of going there, I could just see the people being beaten down.
Yeah.
And it's a tragedy.
So trying to find out a little bit more on this Gun Trace Task Force, like I said, we covered it somewhat in depth several months ago when this came to light. An article from Vox from February of this year says that 8 of the 9 members of the now defunct Gun Trace Task Force have been charged with crimes that amount to massive abuses of power and repeated violations of constitutional rights of people in Baltimore. 6 pled guilty. 2 others were convicted of federal charges. The 2 convicted of federal charges, again, Marcus Taylor, Daniel Herschel. I'm curious who the one member of the defunct Gun Trace Task Force is that was not charged
right.
with a crime.
He would be the guy who ratted...
8 of 9 members of this task force.
Right. What happened to the other guy? The other guy's the rat. The other guy is the one who turned everybody in, struck a plea deal, and is probably likely, I'm speculating here, as guilty as the rest of them. But somebody,
probably.
Somebody gets off if they turn on everybody else.
Yeah, the article here from Vox says the task force, as its name might suggest, was originally meant to get guns and violent criminals off the streets. In an investigation spanning over the past few years, federal officials uncovered a team fueled by corruption. The officers in the unit set people up for baseless charges. They robbed people. They carried toy guns to plant as fake evidence in cases where they killed an unarmed person. They clocked overtime when they weren't working at all. As then U.S. Attorney for Maryland, now Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, put it at the time of the indictment, quote, "This is not about aggressive policing. It's about a criminal conspiracy. These are really simply robberies by people wearing police uniforms." Again, that's a quote from the now Deputy Attorney General.
Yep.
When he says it, oh, well, he's just being tough on crime. When you and I say it, Chris, we hate cops.
Right. We're not patriotic.
Yeah,
we probably don't stand for the national anthem.
I need
too.
To be deported to a country that I've never been to, apparently. And
you're still hung up on that whole, they want you deported, Daryl.
You pick. You put a poll up in the Discord.
Venezuela or Canada.
Yeah, what are the results?
It ended up being Venezuela, but somebody accused me of being racist because I couldn't think of a good icon for Venezuela, so I put a taco.
Yeah, they don't have tacos in Venezuela.
I don't know.
Because Nicolas Maduro ate the only empanada in the country because they don't have food.
That would have been a good... I should have said it was an empanada. It was not meant as a racial slur. It was
right,
meant
you were
as
just
a,
thinking of what's some...
A Latin food.
Food.
Right. I don't know.
Tamales and empanadas. And you did see the video of Nicolas Maduro. He thought the cameras were off.
No.
And he takes a big, huge bite out of this big, giant empanada. The people are starving.
Yes.
And he's eating empanadas on national television. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow as we are every night. And we're always online at freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.